only on stations like this one that you hear about the real issues. Well, you've been more than fair, said the men in black. Shall we fight? And with that, the two swordsmen lifted their weapons and launched into a deadly battle of steel against steel. At first, their left-handed attacks and sweeping parries were tentative, even polite. But the moment was gripped by peril as each man's lunges grew more daring, precise, and furious. I admit it. You are better than I am, grunted Inigo. Then why are you smiling? Asked the man in black. Because I know something you don't know, said Inigo. And what's that? Asked the man in black. I am not left-handed, proclaimed Inigo, sweeping his sword into his right hand in a single blinding motion. The battle was now Inigo's to win. Indeed, you are amazing, said the man in black. But I also know something you do not know. I am not left-handed either. The man in black then spun his blade into his right hand, carving through the air like lightning. In a moment, the man in black had disarmed Inigo, sending the Spaniard's sword flying through the air. Give me quickly, demanded Inigo, in his defeat. I'd sooner destroy an oil painting than kill an artist such as yourself, said the man in black. But since I can't have you following me... Inigo felt a powerful blow on the back of his head, and for the next hour, he could remember nothing more. Peering at his distant pursuer through a telescope, Vicini shook with rage. The man in black bested my Spaniard! Inconceivable! Grabbing the princess's hand, Vicini then gave a final order to the giant. You gather a few rocks and wait for him. The moment his head comes into view, hit him with a rock! Vicini then hurried away with his captive. The man in black was not far behind the party. When he reached the glade where the giant waited, however, he was astonished to see a boulder smashed to pieces upon the rock beside his head.
I don't have to miss, said the giant. It's more sportsmanlike if you could see me.
So would you prefer a gentlemanly fight? Asked the man in black. I put down my sword, you put down your rocks, and we try to kill each other like civilized people. And that's what they did. The man in black looked like an insect beside the mountainous giant. But when he slipped onto the giant's back and wrapped his arms around the giant's neck, the giant could not defend himself, and soon he collapsed, unconscious. Vicini witnessed the scene, too, through his telescope, from his high perch where he waited with the princess. Inconceivable! He shouted. But when the man in black arrived to meet them moments later, Vicini was ready. The man in black found the princess seated and blindfolded, with Vicini holding a knife to her side. Step no closer, said Vicini. You would clearly defeat me in a fight, and you're no match for my brains. So, shall we have a battle of wits? Said the man in black. Let the battle of wits begin, said Vicini. Then pour the wine, said the man in black. When Vicini had filled two glasses, the man in black lifted them both and turned his back. When he returned, he explained that he had emptied his vial of poisonous iocane powder into the liquid, now on sale. You choose a glass, and we both drink.
That is too easy, said Vicini. All I have to do is deduce, from what I know about you, whether you would put the poison wine closer to me or closer to yourself.
Vicini's intelligence was dazzling as he deduced the hidden intentions which guided the man in black's actions. He seemed to be able to read minds, so deep was his insight. Finally, he lifted one of the glasses, the man in black took the other, and they both drank. Our host?